Welcome. Welcome to the Soul Magic Podcast, and I'm your host, Jillian White, your soulful witch. After many moons of teaching in the spiritual realm, I've observed people moving through life on autopilot, missing the gifts, merely existing instead of truly living. My intention with this podcast is to help you hear the whispers of your soul and to trust the messages from the stars. Together, let's walk with intention of inviting magic into our lives and to awaken the spark within our souls. The intention of this episode is to welcome the arrival of spring and explore the best ways to travel through the months of March, April, and May. It's a time to reset ourselves, release the old, transform it into the new energy, and connect with nature. Brighter days are ahead of us. This is so. Spring is time of reawakening and rebirth. Life is ready to burst forth. New shoots are appearing, flowers are blossoming, and everything is ripe and fertile. The air is fresh and invigorating. At this point in the Wheel of the Witch, our winter dreams begin to show signs of life. Our own souls are bursting with new energy, passion, creativity, vitality, and flow. This is a time to literally get our hands dirty and connect with the earth. See, feel, and smell nature. Start a garden, plant some seeds figuratively and metaphorically. Now I'm going to share three paths of spring magic that guide my practice. First, there's a practice of waking up. Second is to make space. And the third practice is inviting in. So let's talk about the first action of waking up. We are transitioning from winter's rest to spring's awakening. It is a powerful shift of energy, both in nature and within ourselves. That's why it's important we make mindful and intentional action to help ease this change so it's not so jarring. It's just like when you first wake up from a long nap, or more like a toddler waking up, we're feeling a bit disoriented, perhaps a little angry or hangry. So that's why I like to just ease into these new energies so it's not so jarring. Now, the action of waking up, you're physically going to be moving, waking up your body, stretch, yawn. You're going to invite some vitality in. After the sedentary winter months, our bodies are craving movement. They have rested enough. Any movement, stretching, dancing, walking, do a little shimmy while you wash those dishes. Any kind of movement will help to awaken dormant muscles, those energy centers, and will increase flexibility and release tension that has been accumulated during the colder season. Movement can facilitate emotional release, allowing us to let go of any stagnant or negative emotions. You know, the ones that we've held on to because we're being dormant and quiet. So it's very liberating to shake shit off. Seriously, wake up. And actually, another way of waking up is breathing fresh air. Get outside. Spend time in nature. Yes, get outside. You're going to be okay. Put on an extra scarf if you have to. Open those windows. Let the winds cleanse your soul and breathe deep. Invite the crispness of the air and the vibrant vibrations of spring in to stimulate your senses and remind us of our own vitality and the beauty of the world around us. And bonus, the exposure to the sunlight fires up a production of vitamin D in our bodies, which is essential for overall health and well-being. Honestly, you can't go wrong. So get up and awaken from your winter's nap. The second path of spring magic that guides my practice is the practice of making space. You have to make room for new ideas, energies, and abundance to flow in. Making space is a powerful practice that involves clearing various forms of clutter, physical, emotional, and mental. First thing first, clear your physical space. The space where you spend most of your time. Doesn't sound so magical, I know, but I kid you not. As a feng shui teacher and practitioner, clearing physical clutter will change your life. Period. I have seen miracles from people just clearing out a sock drawer. True story, I kid you not. However, that is for another episode. Spring cleaning and clutter clearing rituals go beyond mere tidying up. They are a way to purify and refresh the energy in your home. Removing clutter, dusting, and decluttering, clearing off altars, all create a clean slate. Energetically, you're making space for vibrant, healthy, and abundant energy to flow in. The act of physically cleaning your space can be a symbolic representation of letting go of the old and making way for the new. Actually, I'm going to dive a little deeper in the clutter clearing because, again, as a feng shui teacher, I am passionate about the sanctity of one's home. It's crucial to create a space that will nourish your soul, and it represents a future you dream of. It should be a space that is a refuge for your soul. I feel it's so vital for living that abundant life. So what is clutter? Essentially, it's anything that blocks new opportunities from coming into your life. Clutter is isolating, it's chaos, it's suffocating. Clutter drains us of peace and joy, and it fills us with fear and hopelessness, shame. Clutter is objects that you don't love or use. It's half-finished projects. It's those unwanted gifts that you keep just in case that person visits. Or how about those photographs where everyone's smiling, looking beautiful? However, there was an argument just before the picture was taken. Energetically, that picture carries a vibration of the fight, despite the smiles in the photograph. That is clutter. I have a quote for you that I feel encapsulates what clutter is. Clutter is not just the stuff on the floor. It's anything that stands between you and the life you want to be living, by Peter Walsh. For me, that is clutter. Your soul requires a home that provides a sense of belonging, a connection to nature, and a place to feel safe, nourished, and supported. When your home has these things, your life will be filled with good energy flow, abundance, and inner peace. I suggest you take some time this early spring days after waking up, get reacquainted to your home. Look at it with new eyes. Walk around it. Pause in each room. You may want to close your eyes in each room and really tune in and notice where your energy rises and falls. Does it feel depleted in one area and then uplifted in another? Allow your soul to guide you. And then ask your soul, what does the space need to create more flow and harmony? Is it rearranging the furniture and accessories, new paint, clutter clearing, dusting, organizing? Maybe it just needs a good energy clearing like smudging or adding natural elements like a water fountain or plants. Tune in and your home will speak to you. Also, I want to mention, clutter will still affect you even if it's not seen. Hidden in cabinets or closets don't work. It still affects the flow of energy in your life. It is energy, period. And energy knows no boundaries. So keep that in mind. And then there are those people who have no clutter in their houses. I have come across a few in my feng shui days. And then I find those people very proud of themselves sitting on their high horse. I don't have clutter. And I'm like, ooh, la-di-da, look at you. Aren't you all fancy? Just kidding. I would never say that aloud. But it was rare. Most people have some clutter in their homes. But sometimes what I would suggest is a good energy clearing. So I would say, let's burn some sage or incense to purify the energy field of the home. And there are many ways of clearing the energy of your home. But again, I'll save that for another episode. But also, if those people are a bit too smug in their non-cluttered homes, I would smudge them too. Not just their home, just saying. But space clearing is a great way of releasing any lingering, negative, or stagnant energy. And it makes space for new energy to flow in. I'm sorry, we're not done with the making space practice. We do have to touch on the mental and emotional clutter, which can feel as heavy as a house filled with junk. Internal clutter can look like many things, like overthinking, analyzing everything, worrying, talking without listening, sadness, negative self-talk, and again, so much more. It's exhausting. We are so hard on ourselves. We can be our own worst enemies. It's kind of sad, isn't it? We need to set those boundaries, even to ourselves. Say no to things that drain your soul, and that means that negative self-talk. Release that energy and cultivate self-love. But in the end, Don't be hard on yourself. When you're not being that kind person to you, practice forgiveness. Just be the sacred observer. Notice your thoughts with a curiosity. Allow them to float by like a cloud, looking at them, and remind yourself that you're human. And unfortunately, this seems to be part of the human experience. It's not perfect. So I challenge you, next time you notice yourself saying something negative, don't look at it in a judgmental way and getting angry at yourself. Oh, there I go, being negative again. Instead, laugh at it and say, oh, isn't that funny? There I am being human. Wow, I do human really well. Really challenge yourself to reframe it into the positive. Practice playing with it. And before you know it, I don't know, you'll be creating a new way of being. I trust in that. So take advantage of the energy of spring. It's a time of renewal, so it's perfect for creating a new habit of being kind to yourself. Okay, that was long-winded, I know, but again, so important. Creating a clutter-free life can make a significant difference in your world. If you heal your home, you heal your soul. All right, so we have woken up, we have made space. Now the third path I walk in my spring practice is the practice of inviting in. You have to tell the universe what you want to call into your life. So what is your intention? Setting intentions provides clarity and direction for the season ahead. What is calling your soul? How do you want to feel? How do you want to be in the world? This is a very potent and perfect time to get clear on your desires and dreams. Spring is for new beginnings, opportunities, planting those dream seeds. So what you are clear on will only be magnified by the power of spring. So get those goals, dreams, and desires and writing. Anchor it down, shout it out, say it like you mean it. It's time to take charge of your life. Actively participate in shaping your reality. Shift your mindset from passive acceptance to intentional creation. Where intention goes, energy flows, and that is how we manifest. And then when you're clear on what you want to call into your life, those healthy relationships, more romance, maybe it's money flow, good money flow coming in, good health, how about more fun and play, whatever it is, then you can create rituals that align with your intentions, which will only amplify the potency of your goals, such as a honey jar spell symbolizes abundance and sweetness you're calling in, or you can create an altar dedicated to that intention. You can add symbols of the energy of spring, but also the symbols that support your spiritual growth and your manifesting efforts. So awesome, and it works like a charm. It's so important when calling in new energy, we also celebrate the good energy already in our life. Cultivating gratitude fosters an abundance mindset. This is where you focus on blessings and gifts that already surround you. It shifts your perspective from scarcity to abundance, opening you up to receive even more blessings and opportunities. Like, shut it. So if you're not really clear on what you want to call in, and sometimes you're like, oh, I don't know, then focus on all the good, juicy things that you already have in your life. You can't go wrong, because you'll just magnify the shit out of that and create more. Amazing. In essence, inviting in desired energies for growth during the spring season is a multifaceted practice that combines intention setting, gratitude cultivation, and sacred space creation. It gets you to actively participate in the co-creation of your reality, aligning with the abundant and transformative energy of spring. In summary, these three practices, waking up, making space, and inviting in, will not only help us transition from winter's dormancy to spring's vitality, but also will serve us as powerful tools for self-discovery, renewal, abundance, and spiritual growth. They invite us to awaken our senses, reconnect with nature, and embrace the transformative energy of this season. Also, I want to touch on, this month marks the spring equinox, Ostara, the witch's Easter. It is traditionally the day of equilibrium, heralds the sun's journey from Pisces to Aries, from watery depths to fiery beginnings, from the space of inward to more outward, that action and movement. If you'd like to hear more about the Sabbat of Ostara, I have recorded a podcast with a lovely story you can listen to, and it's on episode number 27. And as we come to an end, I would like to read this invocation to you. During this season of rebirth in the spring, motivation and courage to us now bring. We call for the powers of growth and success. May our magical workings be truly blessed. Bless this new beginning, a gift from the gods, which we accept with gratitude and appreciation. Let it be productive like the earth and nurtured by the warmth of the sun. Let it flow smoothly like water and carry us in a positive direction. Like a seed blown on the winds, bless this new beginning, that it may broaden horizons, strengthen and enlighten us, and help our spirit to grow and blossom. For the good of all, with harm to none, by these witches' words, the spell is done. So be it, and so it is. Thank you for joining me on this journey through the transition from winter to spring. Until next time, embrace the intoxicating fragrance of blossoms. Laugh heartedly to dispel stagnation. Reach for the sky to catch the wind and kindle sacred fires to honor spring's promise. Our circle is open, but unbroken. Merry meet, merry part, merry meet again. Blessed be my magical friends.